I'm not a professor, nor am I fluent in Hebrew. At the very best, I'm just an armchair theologian. But I believe Genesis 1, verse 5 is a good translation. The Hebrew word for day, yom, is a different word than morning, boker, indicative of distinctive and separate time periods, as in the Hebrew for night, layil, is different from evening, which is ereb. Our word day, that little three-letter word, is said to be the most important concept of time in the Old Testament, by which a point of time as well as a range of time can be expressed. In that verse, Genesis 1:5, if we're willing to believe that not only did God use precise words, but His order of those words were and are very important. It was first light, and then it was day. The light was first and set the precedence of toward the light, which should be our leaning toward God for our day, toward the light. The light leans towards the day, and darkness leans toward the night. The two transition periods were the rising light, called morning, and the fading light, called evening. When we combine morning, day, evening, and night, Genesis 1:5 calls that a day. What was pondered of the Lord yesterday evening flows into our day like a trickle of water from the subterranean chambers of our mind and heart to be employed in the action of living. From the rising light or morning comes the revealed power of the infinite and rising mercy. Lamentations 3:22-23. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, but His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. The evening brings flashes of insight and the process of gaining clarification of what was and is truly important, as seen in the idea of, in the evening we consider the events of the day, meaning, we roll them around like a baker kneads dough, rolls it out, then refolds it flat, and then kneads it, and then rolls it out flat again. That is pondering. Matthew 26:20. When evening had come, He sat down with the 12. Evening was a time to rest and recover, but also a specific time for interpreting, simplifying, reflection, and resolving. During the meal, Jesus gave the disciples clarification, and there really is a real thing called the art of clarification, which is, for example, when someone makes a statement and then, if we don't quite grasp what they meant, we ask for further insight by way of facts, restating their words a different way or asking for more context, all so we understand. Or we expand on our verbal presentation so as to give a clearer picture of meaning and intent. This is what the Lord has hidden in His creation of a thing called the evening. Go with me and let yourself dream as you imagine the following. In the evening, a summer evening after a rain shower, the color of the sky is a brilliant image in the occasional puddles of water at the curb. The sky has darkened to a deep blue, and the few clouds are profound rose and radiant flame. The sun is the exclusive bright light beyond the edge of the horizon, and the moon is only a faint image, way up high in the evening. The world we see is half-lit and becoming still, with only the distant dog worried about a faraway alarm somewhere. A neighbor is in her kitchen washing a glass, illuminated by the light over the sink. A little breeze picks up as the thermal currents change the air in preparation for night. There is time, a little time left between the last light and the bridge to night, night being a twist away from the light before morning. In the evening, a summer evening, color gets lost and the world where we are submerges in grayscale. In the evening, God's wisdom lurks in our minds as we ponder the day, reviewing our thoughts, the words of others, and tomorrow's possibilities. Selah.